Aloha mai kakou. This is John Tilfin, Senior Pastor of New Hope Oahu. In a moment, a message from our founding pastor, Wayne Cordero, on Words of New Hope.
Reminds me of when Anna and I were in Bible college. All our money went to pay tuition, so we had nothing left. We were poor. I mean, we were so poor, we couldn't even pay attention. It was so bad.
Aloha, and welcome to Words of New Hope with Dr. Wayne Cordero. Here's Pastor Wayne with part two of a message entitled, Uncovering Your Success Potential.
That's what Easter is all about. That Jesus is alive today to help you and you and you and you and me so that we can walk into the fullness of life, so that we can see what God stamped on us come to pass. Because you see, the book of Hebrews calls Jesus the author and the what? Finisher. Now, the word author and finisher does not mean he authored something and then he runs and waits at the finish line for you to come across. No. What that word finisher means is like the word photo finisher. It is the process of bringing an exposure on a roll of film into reality, or that picture that represents that which was exposed, reality, that which was just imaged. You see, for a lot of years, I worked as a quality control manager at a photo finishing plant. I had to make sure that all the chemicals in this finishing process was in its correct concentration or dilution, and that everything went through the process so that the film would come out the way it's supposed to. Now, I remember once there was a mistaken drainage that took place in one of the tanks, because there's a developer and there's a stop. And then there's a fixer agent, hardening agent, wash, and then it goes into a dryer. And then that film is exposed through light to a photosensitive paper. That goes through a process of chemicals, and then that comes out to the picture. Now, when you take a picture, click, an exposure is made, or an image is put on the film. Now, you can't see it, but it's there. It's a latent image. Can't see it, but it exists. Now, even though it's there, it has to go through a finishing process so that you can see it realized. Well, one day, we're running about 2,000 rolls a day. And because the developer had drained, all of these hundreds and hundreds of rolls of film were coming out just completely ruined. You see, one of the things about the finishing process, you cannot shortcut the process. You can't go around it. You can't compromise or rationalize. You've got to go through this process so that that which was exposed on your soul, the image that's on you by the author who clicked something, will be that which is brought to pass. There's a finishing process. Now, the Bible says that the Lord is the author, He designed it, and He's the what? Finisher. He brings that to pass as you walk with Him. Now, the same is true in our lives. You can't, if you were a piece of film, say, I don't think I'll go through that process. I'll go another way. I'll just, you know, sit in water, or I'll just do something else. It won't work. You'll get ruined. The same is true with life. You cannot do it apart from His finishing process. Isaiah says, all we like sheep have gone astray, each one to his own ways. You see, what's happened is the Lord says, I have put an image of your future inside of you, a dream, hope, an aspiration, a potentiality. But I will bring it to pass as we walk together. But a lot of times we've said, no, I think I'll do it my way. I think I'll do it the world's way. I think I'll do it some other way. I don't want your way. And what has happened is we've been separated from His way. That separation the Bible calls sin. So we are off His path, away from His finishing process. And you will never see that gift that He's deposited on your life realize unless it goes through His finishing system, as it were, or to walk with Him in a relationship, because He's the author and He's the one who will bring His promises to pass. There will be one song in heaven that you will never, never hear, and that is the song, I did it my way. You ain't gonna hear it. Because you've got to walk with him. That's why the Bible said Jesus didn't come to bring a new religion. He came to repair a broken relationship so that we can walk with him in relationship. Because God loves us and he knows what you're worth and he wants to help bring that to pass. But when you're separated from God, you'll find that you won't have even the power to do what God wants you to do. You will be weak and powerless against all of the habits of the world. And you'll just say, I can't get my life together. In fact, the Bible says, when my mind is sinful or separated from God's thoughts, I can't even obey God. I don't have the power to do it. That's exactly what Romans 8:7 says. Let's read that as it comes up on the screen. Ready? Go. The sinful mind is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. What it's saying is it's not even able to do it. It doesn't compute. If I'm separated from God, what God is doing, what he's saying, I don't have the power to have that happen in my life unless I'm under his care, under his finishing process. And when I'm away from God, I can't obey God. I need his care. I need to be in his embrace. I need to be under his covering. Things of God don't even compute when I'm out here because I'm separated. Reminds me of the kindergarten class where they just had settled down to coloring some books, and this teacher was trying to teach the kids from Palolo Valley Standard English, and it was very difficult. And so this kid named Willie Souza came up to the teacher's desk and said, "Hey, Miss Francis, I know more kind crayons, but..." Willie, Miss Francis said, "You mean I don't have any crayons. You don't have any crayons. We don't have any crayons. They don't have any crayons. Do you see what I'm getting at?" And Willie's eyes got real big. He said, "Oh, wow, so nobody get. We all the kind crayons win." It doesn't even compute. And the Bible says outside of God's embrace, things of God don't even compute. But when we come to him just like we are and say, "Lord, we know that you put a treasure in us, but we can't finish it off ourselves. So I come to you just like I am with my paper bag surrounding." And the Lord within his embrace has given us a way back home and he takes us from there. You mean God loves us that much? Uh-huh. Even if I've messed up my life, does he still have plans for my future? Does it mess up my future? Not if you come back. That's exactly what Jeremiah 29:11 says. And let's read that. Ready? Go. "For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future." You see, that's what Easter is all about. Where Jesus Christ overcame that separation, that death, and gave us a way back. It was on the cross that he purchased forgiveness, but it was from the grave that he now offers us a living relationship. Because we need to see Jesus not only as our Savior on the cross, but now as our Lord, our friend who walks with us. Not just the author, but the finisher. And that's what's so cool about Easter, that Jesus didn't just die for our sins and stay dead. The Father said to his Son, "Arise." Why? Because I love my children and they're going to need a relationship, one who is not only the author but the finisher, to walk with them all the way too through the newness of life, step by step and day by day. And God says, "You and I need that one who is Christ." That's exactly what 1 John 5:11 says. Let's read that as it comes up. Ready? Go. "God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life." You see, the reason why we need Jesus walking with us is because he knows what your true value is. He knows what you're really worth. Reminds me of when Anna and I were in Bible college. All our money went to pay tuition, so we had nothing left. We were poor. I mean, we were so poor, we couldn't even pay attention. And it was so bad. But I pulled out one of her strings of pearls once, took it down to an appraiser, only to find out that it was fake. I brought it home and I said, honey, I had this appraised. She said, well, how much was it? I said, it's fake, fake, plastic, fake. Took it out and put it like this. And I said, this thing is worth $35 at best. She took it out of my hand in her gracious manner. And she said, well, maybe to you it's 35, but this was given to me by my grandmother just before she died when I graduated from high school. To you it's worth 35, but to me it's worth $1 million. Funny, in my hands it was worth 35. In hers it was worth $1 million. What made the difference in whose hands that necklace was in? The same is true with you and me. You see, often our life is in our own hands or the world's hands or the way we think it should be. And when it's in our friends' hands, peers' hands, the world's, you're going to find your value very erratic. You'll be up one day, depressed the next, up the next, down the next. But when you place yourself in the hands of Jesus Christ, the one who designed you and the one who was raised from the dead by the Father's power to walk with you, he knows what you're worth. But he waits for you and me to take our life out of our hands and give it to his. And then he'll walk with us and there'll be a relationship where we cooperate with him, follow him. Because you see, if Jesus came into this auditorium today, he would say the same thing he did 2,000 years ago. He'd say, follow me. See, I'm the author and I'm the finisher. Follow me. Stay with me. And those dreams will not go to the grave. Some years ago, I was a friend of mine, Jerry Trimble's a flight instructor, and he was going to give me a free flying lesson. And so he took me up in his plane. We went all over for about 45 minutes. Well, I get kind of air sick, and so he saw me turning green and my stomach starting to gurgle, so he cherished his airplane, so he decided he better bring me back. So he started his approach, and I'm on one side now in these dual controls, and he said, okay, Wayne, land it. It's first time now. And I said, this is my first time. He said, land it. Come on, land it. Now, I didn't know if he was joking or just tired of living. So with all my composure, I just turned to him and said, then we're going to die. Then he said something I'll never forget. He said, no, these are dual controls. My feet are on the same pedals yours are on, and I'm holding the same thing you're holding on to. Just one thing I ask, Wayne. I said, tell me quick. He said, just do what I do and don't fight against me when I turn or push or pull. Just cooperate with me. And then he said this, and just follow my lead. Well, obviously I did because I'm alive and well here today. Well, that second part might be argued, but that's exactly what the Lord does. He says, I don't want you just to abdicate everything. No, I want to walk with you. This is going to be a relationship, a partnership. Follow me. I have placed that on your life, my image, in the design room, what you can be. But it's going to require a relationship with me as the finisher to bring it to pass. Otherwise, you're taking it to the grave. And if you will take your life out of your hands and place it into mine, we'll be able to walk together into newness of life. And I didn't just pay for your sins on the cross. I was resurrected by the Father that we might walk together into newness of life. You see what Easter is? That's what makes a relationship with God possible. Today, I want to offer you the same opportunity that was offered to me some years ago. The opportunity to say yes. Because you see, even though Jesus extends this invitation to walk with him, What a beautiful gift that is. If I extend a gift to you and say, here, this is yours, it's still not mine until I what? Until I take it and receive it. He can hold it extended for days or weeks or months or years. And for some of you, he's extended it for years. And he waits for your response. You see, even though he's made it available, it's not yours until you receive it and say, Lord, that's what I want. And if you'll make that decision, God will begin to move in your life and rearrange some things as you follow him now and walk with him as the author and the finisher. But what if I've already messed up my life? That's what Easter's all about. When you think it's a dead end, he'll give you a second chance. When you think there's no hope, he'll give you a hope and a future. You'll just need to give your life to him, and he waits for your response. We want to do that. We want to give you that opportunity. It'll be the most eternal decision you'll ever make, and then watch what he does. Would you bow your heads with me? Father, thank you so much that we get to gather now before you, and now we stand ready to respond to you. Because you have authored your image or plan in me. Thank you for that. You paid the price for my sin so that you build the bridge back. Lord, I need to receive that pathway and then walk with you as the finisher. I know that you've designed my life according to your plans, but I've turned aside to my own ways. I ask for forgiveness and I choose to follow you. Thank you for not only being the author, but I ask that you would now be the finisher as well of my life. I open my heart to you to receive you as Savior and Lord, author and finisher. Now, if this is your heart and you would say, God, I need a new beginning. I need a new start. If that's you and you say, you know, Lord, I want to accept your offer this Easter and follow you. I want you to work in my life because you know that I need forgiveness of sins. You know that I need a new beginning. Lord, I want to say yes to your invitation. If that's your heart, then all of heaven waits right now for your response. And if that's your heart and you want to say yes, I don't understand everything there is to understand, Wayne, but my heart is yes, because I really feel him knocking at the door of my heart right now. I just want to say yes. I need him. If that's you, then I want you right now just to raise a hand. And in doing so, you're saying yes to Jesus Christ. Go ahead, right now. Yep. Okay. Yeah. Okay. You too. Yeah. Hold him up just for a second. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. In the side and back. Way up in the back in the balconies. Yeah. Okay. All right. If you're here today and you say, Wayne, you know, I'm a Christian, but I tell you, I have not been walking with the finisher. I think I've been kind of making my own trail. I really do want to come home. If that's you, would you raise a hand and say, Lord, that's me. That's me. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Good. With your head still bowed, would you pray this prayer after me? And let's thank the Father, not only for sending Jesus to die for our sins, but when he was in the grave, by the Father's power, he called forth his Son. That's what Easter's all about. He arose by the Father's power, that we can now be offered a living relationship with God through the person of Jesus Christ. So let's all pray this prayer together. Let's open our hearts to him. Would you pray this after me? Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. Lord Jesus, thank you that you came and died for my sins, that I might have life everlasting. I choose to walk with you, to have a relationship with you, and to follow you as the author and finisher of my faith. I accept you into my heart and I give you my life. And now I say this so everyone can hear, so you can hear me, so I can hear myself, and so the devil can hear. Jesus Christ is my Lord. He is my Savior. I belong to Him, and I will follow Him. In Jesus' name I pray. And Lord, that's a cry of our heart on this Easter morning. Thank you so much for inviting us to walk with you in newness of life. Yes, we celebrate Easter and a new beginning. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Would you welcome these who made that decision to follow Christ?
If you prayed that prayer along with Pastor Wayne, we'd like to send you some information that will help you in your new walk with Jesus Christ. Call us at 808-842-4242 and ask for the Yes Packet. Again, that's 808-842-4242. Until next time, have a blessed Easter and God bless you.
Not a word was heard at the tomb that day. Just shuffling soldiers' feet as they guarded the grave. One day, 2 days, 3 days had passed. Could it be that Jesus breathed his last? Could it be that his Father had forsaken back on his son, despising our sin? All hell seemed to whisper, just forget it, he's dead. Then the Father looked down to his son and said, lightning from heaven, the stone was rolled away. And as dead men, the guards, they all stood there in fright as the power of love displayed its might.
Then suddenly a melody riding wings of wind, it was it.